Good morning and welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Thursday, August 21st, and futures are pointing to another lower open this morning. The mood feels tense.
Tense is the right word. All eyes, and I mean all eyes, are on Jackson Hole. The Fed's big symposium kicks off today, and the market is desperately hoping for some friendly words on interest rates from Chair Powell tomorrow.
But are they going to get them? We heard from Kansas City Fed President Jeffrey Schmid, and he didn't sound very friendly.
Not at all. He basically said he's in no hurry to cut interest rates. That's a direct splash of cold water on the market's hopes. It really sets a cautious tone for the whole event.
Got it. So Fed anxiety is the main course. What about the appetizers from overseas?
It was a mixed session in Asia, and Europe is currently trading in the red. The one bright spot, funny enough, was the Eurozone manufacturing PMI. It actually showed expansion for the first time in over 3 years. A little bit of good news in a sea of red this morning.
We'll take what we can get. Here at home, it's a jam-packed morning for economic data.
It really is. We've got weekly jobless claims and the Philly Fed Index at 8:30 Eastern. Then, the S&P Global PMIs at 9:45, followed by existing home sales and leading indicators at 10 o'clock. It's a data deluge.
Which one are you watching most closely?
For me, it's the PMI data at 9:45. That gives us the most current snapshot of the manufacturing and services sectors. It's a real-time pulse check on the economy before we hear from Powell.
Okay, let's talk earnings. The big headline this morning is Walmart.
And it's a really interesting report. The stock is trading lower, and that's because they missed on earnings per share by a nickel. But here's the twist. Their revenue was in line, U.S. sales were strong, and they guided their next quarter's earnings above what Wall Street was expecting.
So a mixed message. The market is focusing on the miss right now, but the outlook is actually pretty solid.
Exactly. It tells you the consumer is still spending, but maybe Walmart's costs are a bit higher than anticipated. It's a nuanced story. Not nearly as bad as Coty, though.
Oof, yeah. Coty is getting absolutely crushed pre-market, down over 20%. What happened there?
A huge miss on earnings, and the analysts are pouncing. Citigroup already hit them with a downgrade from buy to neutral. That's a brutal 1-2 punch to start the day.
Let's shift to some other single stock stories, because there are some big ones. Boeing is catching a serious bid.
This is a monster story. They are reportedly in serious discussions to sell up to 500 aircraft to China. For a name like Boeing, a deal of that magnitude is a massive, massive catalyst.
And on the other side of the tech world, we have Meta Platforms. The Wall Street Journal says they've frozen hiring in their AI division. That seems counterintuitive.
It's a head-scratcher, right? We've been hearing about this AI talent war for months, and now Meta is hitting the brakes. It could be a cost control measure, or maybe they just feel they've hired everyone they need for now. Either way, it's a surprising turn and something to watch at the open.
We also have some M&A news with Dayforce.
Yep, a nice little pop there. The private equity firm Thoma Bravo is buying them for $70 per share. It's always good to see some deal-making. It shows there's still value to be found.
All right, let's tie this all together. The market feels defensive. We've got Powell looming. What are the key levels traders need to watch today for the S&P 500?
The key level on the downside for the SPY is 635.70. If we lose that, we could see more selling pressure. To the upside, the bulls need to reclaim 637.79 to get any sort of positive momentum going.
And we're seeing volatility tick higher, which suggests traders are nervous.
Absolutely. The VXX is rising. People are buying protection. We saw defensive sectors like energy and consumer staples outperform yesterday while tech got hit hard. That's a classic risk-off playbook heading into a major Fed event.
So, with that in mind, any names on your watch list for the session?
I'm looking at names that showed relative strength, like Intuitive Surgical and Analog Devices. But this is a day for caution. The primary catalyst is tomorrow's speech. So if you're trading, you have to keep your stops tight and stay nimble. Don't be a hero today.
Great advice. The key takeaway seems to be, tread carefully, watch those key technical levels, and get ready for whatever Jerome Powell throws at us tomorrow.
That's the game plan. It's a day for active traders, not a day to make bold, long-term bets. The entire market is holding its breath.
And that's all the time we have for the Morning Dose. We'll be back tomorrow to break down all the action. Trade smart, everyone.